Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Got to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
God says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. In today's message, Pastor Joel shares a powerful message entitled, Now is the Time.
Sermon today is titled, Now is the Time. Now is the Time. This week, the Lord has said to inform you all. And when I say you all know here in Spirit of Truth, you know how we go. We go with the Lord. When I say you all, I'm speaking to those who will hear this next week, those who may not be here today, those who may hear it next month or even next year. You all of us. Okay. He said to inform you all who will hear this message, that the time is now. The time is now. Okay. The time is closer than ever. That's what the Lord has said. He said, people need to repent. People everywhere need to repent. Now, we know there's a saying called, if the shoe fits, wear it. Okay? God knows what we need to do, and he's telling us all that it's time. Jesus says in Luke 13:3, unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. He does not mince words. He's saying that unless you repent, no matter how good you are, no matter how nice you are, no matter where you live, no matter what you have amassed in your life as far as wealth and success, unless you repent, you will perish. That's what he's saying. Now, so people everywhere must come to know Jesus Christ. People everywhere need to know Jesus Christ. But not only do people need to repent and know Jesus, but people, it's also time for those who claim to know Jesus to truly begin to follow Jesus. There's a reason for this now. God's not a hard case. He's a heart case. God loves his people. But he is saying that, listen, now is the time. Anything we've been putting off, anything you've been slacking in, anything we've been slacking in, it's time to tighten up. Okay? He said the time is now. This is an urgent message that he put to me very urgently. He told me, don't play with this one. He said, put it out seriously. You know, I have a hard time with some things. And the Lord said, put this out so that people know. The Lord is saying it's time to get our houses in order.
Yes, it is.
It's that time. He's saying, get your house in order. Listen now, when I say your house, I'm talking about my house too. I'm not just talking about the house I live in. I'm talking about the house that the Spirit is living in. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and God's Holy Spirit is dwelling in you? Okay, so we're talking about the house. Get our houses in order in both places, in both areas, physically, spiritually, figuratively. The Lord is saying it's time to get our houses in order, friends. Now is the time. Now is the time to tell your neighbors. Now is the time to tell your friends. Now is the time to tell your families, those who will listen and those who will not. Tell them anyway, okay? Do your part. He said, the time is now. Tell folks about the one true God. There are people in false religions thinking they're going to heaven. There are people that are studying that are going to soothsayers and getting predictions and thinking they're going to heaven. There are people in false religions, one foot in the world, one foot in the church, that think they're going to heaven. God said, tell them now is the time. Now is the time to tell people it's closer than ever before. That's what he told me. It's closer than ever before. And he wants none to perish. God wants not one to perish. God wants all hands on deck. All hands on deck. All members of the church on deck. The message you missed today might be the message that spells out your tomorrow. We don't have time to miss. We don't have time to play. We don't have time to pick and choose. He said the time is now. This is what he told me. His promises are yes. His favor is real. But so are his promises of wrath. so are his promises for disobedience. That's real too. See, God doesn't, he's very balanced in this thing. You see what I mean? Okay. He said there are blessings or cursings. You make the choice. We make the choice. God said the time is now. So let's go to the word and let's go to our Bibles and see what the Holy Scriptures are saying regarding now being the time. I'm going to ask Pastor Annalisa to take us to 2 Corinthians and read for us 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2.
2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 1 and 2 tells us, "We then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you. And in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Mm-hmm. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation."
All right. Thank you, Pastor. Now, this verse here, Apostle Paul is reminding us that the Lord has offered us all salvation. All right? We know that as church folk. We know that as the bride of Christ. God has graced us with the opportunity to receive salvation. So then salvation is offered freely to everyone. All right? It's available to all. But just as we all can freely accept salvation, we all can snub salvation, can't we? Uh-huh. We all have free will to either latch on to God's offer or conversely to ignore God's offer. All right. Isn't that right?
Yeah.
All right. He's not going to make you do it. He's going to put it before you. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink. Okay. Kick a horse in the rear. He still won't drink sometime. Okay. Now is the time to ask ourselves, is your salvation secure? God is doing his part. But are we doing ours? And are we doing our parts to his standards? Okay? Remember, salvation is a free gift, but you must accept the gift. What does it take to accept salvation? Honoring the supreme sacrifices that Jesus made for mankind. Okay? You need to think that all, you would think, rather, that all mankind would be clamoring and running over each other to get to Jesus. You would think people would be stumbling and bumbling trying to get to Jesus Christ and become saved, especially what we're seeing today. You would think people would say, "Man, I need to get myself in a church, huh, right now." But churches should be filled up. There shouldn't be an empty seat in a church. Okay? They should be overflowing with people ready to hit their knees. They should be coming in the flow, coming in the door, looking for with prayer calls to sit down and pray. We got a lot to pray for.
Oh, yeah.
Okay? People should be doing that. Yearning to speak to God. We should be yearning to hear from God. Today, 2020? Come on now. We need to be that, both the unsaved as well as the saved. Okay? But instead, many people take it lightly. People put off salvation thinking they have time to come to the Lord. We all have people in our families that are nowhere near the church. We have people all, my family and her family, all the way from California to Mississippi. Especially my family. Won't be caught near a church. Won't be caught near a Bible. Okay? But you think people would have the mindset that the times are upon us. But people make excuses. People are too busy with their jobs. They got their hobbies to take care of now and what have you. Therefore, they wait for a time that's convenient to them to come to Christ. They just continue floating through life as they please. God says no more. He says the time is now. I'm telling you, people, we can't afford to gamble with eternity any longer. Friends, we can't gamble with salvation. And anybody who knows their Bible at all will agree now has got to be the time.
Yes.
Now is the time. Think about it. This year, this is 2020 now. This is 2020, right? Now, Jesus came and died and rose again. He suffered, he died, he rose again. How many years ago? Ta-da! So at least for, this is 2020. 2,020 years at least. Okay, Jesus has been in the, came in the flesh, coming on, in order that mankind may live. If Jesus was walking the earth in that time, that means his message went out around that time. Mankind has known for over 2,000 years that he could be saved. Am I right? Okay. That's John 3:16, isn't it? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. That's Jesus. And whosoever believes in him should not perish. It says should not. Okay. If you know him, if you accept him. Okay. So that's what it says. But guess what? Some people still are not saved. Well, there's no better time to get the word out like now. No better time than now. Now's the time, church. I'm telling all churches. I don't know what your pastor's preaching. I don't know. He preaches what God has to give him to preach, and I've got to preach what God's telling me to preach. For all churches, now is the time. Now is the time, all right? God is saying now's the time. Now watch this. Pastor, take us to the book of Matthew, please, and let's go to Matthew 24 and begin reading verse 3 and read it on down to 13. Matthew 24, verse 3 to 13, if you would, please.
Mm-hmm. Verse 3 to 13 tells us, Now as he sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to him privately saying,
That's Jesus now.
That's
ahead.
Jesus. Tell us, when will these things be? And what will be the sign of your coming and at the end of the age?
End of the age.
And Jesus answered and said to them, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Mm-hmm. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. Mm-hmm. For nation will rise up against nation, mm-hmm. and kingdom against kingdom, mm-hmm. and there will be famines, pestilence, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Mm-hmm. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you. And you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake. And then many will be offended, will betray one another, mm-hmm. and will hate one another. Mm-hmm. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Mm-hmm. But
come on.
He who endures to the end shall be saved.
Shall be saved. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. Amen. Now that practically the entire section or text of this particular segment. And do you see that everything that Pastor Annalisa read is happening today?
Yeah.
Do you see that it's all there?
Yeah.
It's no accident. How long ago was this written? Thousands of years. Everything is in place. There's still some things to go. Still some things that have to take place if you know your Bibles. But definitely, the time is now. Do you understand what I'm saying? Do you see that everything that she read is right there? And you know what? You better believe it. It's happening today. All right? For example, verses 4 and 5 warn us about the many deceivers. Do we see deceivers nowadays? Woo, too many to count. Too many to count. Okay? He says, Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many. Okay? And we see that nowadays, don't we? Do we not see people popping up all over the place, all out the world, talking about their Christ? Do we see that? Some even changing their name to coincide with Christ's name and then changing it back. They're naming their friends. They're doing all types of things, and people are believing it. Do we see it? It's right there. Some changing their name, they're using AKAs, which correspond with Jesus. All right. Do you see how the devil will throw you? He'll throw an overhand pitch to you, then he'll throw you one sidearm or underhand. Same thing. He's still pitching at you. As Terry said, he's still throwing darts. Yeah. okay? People posting their own images in magazines, album covers, depicting them as Christ. Do you see that nowadays? Are we seeing it? Okay, doing things that are not only mocking, but sacrilegious. Do we see it? It's right in front of our face. Well, the word is talking about it right here. See, there's a lot of ways to deceive people coming in the name of Christ. We see preachers, pastors with Bibles named after them. And people are buying Bibles named after them, but these preachers are pitching underhand, doing some things with people who are bringing a false doctrine to the pulpit. How are you going to preach Christ? How are you going to say you walk with Christ and you align yourself with people that are not walking with him, that are bringing false doctrines? Come on now. Got to see it. We've got to see it. These things are not new. We've talked about it here at Spirit of Truth. But the time is urgent. That's why we have to ramp it up a little bit. That's why we have to shake some trees, okay, and let some nuts fall out, okay, because this is what the Bible is saying, and this is what the Lord is saying. People posting different things, and if you're not careful, you'll be taken away by it. People that want to be looked upon and idolized as a type of Christ themselves. I hope this is not surprising anybody. I hope we've seen it, at least in Spirit of Truth. I hope we've seen this. The uninformed may not know. And even in some cases, the church doesn't know. It depends on the church. I've seen church people just kind of go with it, whatever. You know, that's how lambs are. Lambs go with what? Bah, bah. They tell me, bah, if one jump off the cliff, they all jump off the cliff. Yeah, what I heard when I studied about sheep. But you know what? Sometimes you got to be a sheep dog. Sometimes you got to see that wolf for what that wolf is. And God says the time is now. The time is now, okay? We got to see these things. And we all know that we're seeing famines, huh? We're seeing plagues. We're seeing pestilences across the globe. Diseases, flus so resistant that antibiotics can't knock them out like they used to before. Hit a flu with antibiotic, he said, that all you got? And he come on you even harder sometimes. Come on now. We're seeing these things. Taking people out in greater numbers, babies and the elderly. We really got to be careful. Okay, you got to wash your hands 10 times a day. Different thing. Can't shake hands with nobody. Now you give elbow and people think you're dapping to everybody. No, just that you're trying to stay well. What's up now? You got it. Just don't want to get your hands dirty. They think it's a new fad. What about lawlessness? Home invasions. We're seeing that, huh? People having to arm themselves. They dragging little old ladies down the street that won't let go of the purse. Let go of the purse. Just don't let go of Jesus. You got to arm yourself sometimes, just people. Some people are arming themselves just to get a good night's sleep. These are the times. Jesus says, these are the beginning of sorrows. He didn't say the end. He said, oh, it's just the beginning. That means it's time. It's time for us to understand. It's time to make sure that your insurance is paid up. It's time now. I'm talking about your godly insurance, not AAA, triple G, okay? God the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. It's time for that now, okay? I'm sure most of us have witnessed what happened last week, did we not, in the news? This terrorist, this general, huh? Soleimani, Iranian general, supposedly he has killed so many people. It's has murdered so many people and he was assassinated. Well, now what are we hearing? Protests. Iran hates the U.S. And what are we hearing? Rumors of what? Rumors of war. Huh? And not that we've not been hearing about rumors of war or the possibility of future wars, but now the rumors are louder, aren't they? They're more distinct, and there's a greater likelihood of nation now rising up against nation, right? Kingdoms against kingdoms, huh? Check your Bible, okay? Check your end time notes, okay? It's all there, okay? Kingdoms against kingdom looming larger than ever before. We are entering into another time, you all, and that means it's time, okay? From these things are happening. It's as if this destruction is front and center. It's staring the world in its face, okay? As if to say, you better listen to the Lord your God, because here it comes. Here we come. You better be listening to Jesus, huh? That's what's going on. Now is the time. The animals know. The elements know. Nature itself knows what's going on. Seems like the only folks that don't know are us. And God's given us all we need to know it. He said, the time is now. See, folks, God will allow what I consider to be or what I call wake-up calls. God has alarm clocks to wake folks up. Like when I was first in college and hadn't been away from home, I had to wake myself up in the morning. When I went to the military, they had a way of waking you up in the morning. Then they, Brother Ron, they had a way of getting, oh, you get up in the morning. What you mean you're not used to getting up at 3:30? You just went to sleep at 1:30 a.m. and you're going to get up at 3:30. You'll be bright and bushy-tailed at 3:30 in the morning because they have a way of waking you up. The getting you out of your slumber and sleep, thinking you're at home in your cozy bed and your mother is making you bacon and eggs. Oh, no. We had some food in the military. We didn't even know what it was. Looked like oatmeal with sprinkles, chunks of meat in it, like ground beef. I'm not going to tell you what they called it, but they said it was on a shingle. Huh. I remember that. Remember that, Ron? Ate it till it was coming out of my ears. Well, they have a way of getting you up, waking you up. And I say God has a way of waking us up. He has a way of getting you out of your complacency. He has a way. You say you can't make it to church. He has a way of getting you to. He said, watch this. See, God wants you to come to church on your own, but he got a way to get you to church. You better believe it. Remember 9/11?
Oh, yeah.
Remember when that hit? Well, did you hear the story, all the backstories they had about 911? Did you read about the little church down the street, a few blocks away from the Twin Towers? Oh, they were doing some business when 9/11 happened. That church was overrun with people for weeks. People started coming to the Lord, did they not? People were just couldn't keep, they were coming all through the doors to be saved, to be protected. Like it says in Psalm 91, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. People wanted to get under God's protective umbrella. People wanted to know that they were covered. People didn't know if they were going to make it. So they went to church. Okay, remember that? People were dropping to their knees seeking God. That was a sure wake-up call. Yeah. Well, God has said it's about that time. We might hear some alarm clocks going off because God's got a way of waking people up. He's got a way of waking people up. It's that time.
Amen. The book of Joel says, "Let the nations be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat, for there I will sit to judge all the surrounding nations." This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available on demand at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Connect with us, like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. If you're in need of prayer or encouragement, we're here for you. Call us at 707-759-5244. Miracles of God is a listener-supported program, and we're thankful you tuned in today. Listen, if you have a desire and the means to sow a financial seed, will you prayerfully consider doing so today? All financial donations are tax-deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Join us for Sunday worship service at 1 p.m. and walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of Now is the Time with Pastor Joel. Until next time.